Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
If your child learns best with a hands-on approach, Synergy Vocational Academy is for you, a faith-based magnet school that's now enrolling K through 12th grade. Synergy offers certifications, degrees, and apprenticeships in NCCER-accredited construction trades, multimedia, film production, gaming, culinary, and more. Synergy Vocational Academy is the school of tomorrow and accepts all state-funded scholarships. To learn more, call 801-5522 or check us out on the web at synergyk12.com.
Only in times of quiet, away from the hustle and bustle of daily life, with nothing and no one to distract us, can Jesus give us His love more fully and more intimately. If we long to know the presence of Jesus and to enter into bridal love for Jesus, let us be thankful for our quiet times, keeping them holy for Him. Time spent in solitude with God is not time spent alone. Some people don't see the worth of taking time, getting into your prayer place, wherever you pray, on your own, whatever it is, and praying just you and Him. And prayer is communication. We think prayer is, Father, please bless Israel, bless America, help us do this, I'm praying for... That is a form of prayer, but you're communicating something to someone. You're talking to somebody. So prayer is communication. I think most Christians do understand it. Prayer is communion with God. Amen? Amen. So, here are three steps you can follow. You ready? Write these down. Number one. Meet God through reading the Bible and meditation. Meet God through reading the Bible and meditation. The Bible is like no other book. It is the only book you can read, and the author is always present. There is not another book like it. This is a spiritual book, and spiritual people should be reading this book. With the Spirit's guidance. Stop leaning on your own understanding, he says in Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your will, and your emotions. And lean not onto your own thinking. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not onto your own understanding. God wants us to come in with a spiritual outlook. Remember my wife quoted earlier, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. So it's vitally important to tap into God the way God says to do it. Amen. A great read. Some of you have probably read it. I know some of you have. Experiencing God through prayer. Experiencing God through prayer by Jean Guyon. Some people call her Madame Guyon. It's G-U-Y-O-N. Phenomenal book. She teaches, I got it at home. We've had so many copies. My wife's read it. We've read it. She teaches how to pray the scriptures. Come on. Because remember, God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. And your ways are not my ways. Right? But once you renew your mind to God's way of thinking, to God's way of doing things, my thoughts can be. And my ways can be. What did he say? Meditate in this word to do exactly as you read. So the more I know the word, the more I know about the word, and the closer I get to God, I'm able to operate the way God wants me to operate. I cannot do it apart. Amen. This is for deep sheep today. Are you deep sheep? Go back. All right, you don't have to do that. Number two. Did I hear a goat? No. Number two, fellowship with God. That's your second point. Fellowship with God. Write these down. Take pictures. Do something. 1 Corinthians 1:9 from the Expanded says, God who has called you into fellowship, partnership, relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is faithful. He's called us into fellowship, into a relationship, into a partnership, into sonship. Come on, into joint heirship. Are you getting this? And He wants you to be a part of that. He says, God has called you into fellowship. And too often we're too busy to fellowship with the Lord God Almighty. Because we're chasing the dollar. But let me tell you what. He can create the dollar. He can make it go up, make it go down. He can give you a job that's going to give you 20 times you imagined. Amen. He takes up and He brings down. And we chase too often things. And I know we've got life. I understand that. We've got the children. We've got things to do. We've got food to cook. We've got places to go, you know, countries to conquer, et cetera, et cetera. We get busy. And the devil's plan is to get you so busy that you can never spend time with God alone. I mean, think about yourself now. I think about myself. I want to spend more time with God, and I'm making plans to do it. I need more time with Him. And I'm making plans to do it. I'm making plans to do it. Those who diligently seek the Lord in Hebrews 11:6, those who diligently seek Him, they are rewarded. I reward those that diligently seek me. You got to plan. You all know the saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail, right? But you got to diligently, you got to set time aside on purpose. On purpose. Think. Really, your last week, how much time did you truly spend when you woke up with Him? Now, some of you might say an hour, some of you might say 5 minutes, some of you might say twice the week. You can do better. I'm talking about coming into God's presence face to face. Moses came down from the mountain, they had to cover his head because they said, whoa, something supernatural is on him. You come out of the presence of God with so much anointing on your life. Remember in the upper room, 120 of them, when the presence of God came, they stood up and shook the planet. Amen. They shook the very existence of mankind. Why? Because the presence of God was all over them. Amen. We want ministries. We want to pray for the sick. We want to feed the poor. We want to do things for God, good things. But we don't want to spend time getting into a position to do all of that. We will be successful to a point. Listen to what I'm saying. We will be successful to a point. But the ultimate success God wants for you, neither eye has seen nor can mind conceive what God has in store. Amen. Come on. You will march into the realm of the impossible. When you've been in God's presence, you'll say nothing is impossible to them that believe, and you'll march straight into a place the devil called impossible. God didn't call it impossible. He said all things are possible to them that believe. The devil says it's impossible for that guy to get healed. So you march into a place called impossible, and you kick some rusty dusty. I couldn't put it more politely. Amen. Amen. So in order to enter into God's presence, you need to be intentional about spending time alone with God. Listen, set aside some time to spend with God. Even if it's 10 minutes, start off with 10 minutes. Because I promise you, I'll tell you what happens. If you go 10 minutes on a daily basis, just 10 minutes, on a daily basis, seeking God to the best of your ability, reading the Word and speaking to Him and saying, Lord, show me your face. Show me. Get me into your presence. When you start doing that, you'll find out after a week or two, you'll say, whoa, you want to do it now. You see, what happens is when you're not doing it with intent and you're sold out to love God, it becomes work. Even prayer is work and hard. And who wants to pray if it's hard? Who wants to sit alone in a room when it's hard? Are you listening to me? So you ask God and you say, Lord, I desire to get a fire. And you start to stir up the gift on the inside of you. Holy Spirit, come. Let's go. And maybe you want to put some worship music on. And maybe you want to just say, oh God, you're so awesome. You're so great. You're so wonderful. You're so marvelous. And all of a sudden, you start finding a want. And you don't need the alarm clock. Right. Hello? You don't need to set an alarm clock once you get the thing moving. God wakes you up like that. He woke me up at 2 o'clock this morning, incidentally, by the way. And I lay there until about 4, eyes open, just thinking and going through God and just spending time. I didn't get up and go inside, but he woke me up at 2 o'clock this morning. And I knew it was God. You know why? I was perfectly awake and I was not tired at all. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Okay. And listen, when I was first, and I first became a worshiper and a person who loved God in South Africa, I was young and I would set time aside. I would say, Saturday night, I don't go to bed later than 9 o'clock because I wanted to get up at 5 and pray for an hour or two. And I made sure, sorry guys, by 9 o'clock, I was in bed. 9:05, I was sleeping. I'm not joking. I on purpose did that so I would wake up refreshed. And boy, I did it. And for years, I never need alarm. Amen. So praise God. And so set a time, set aside a special time just to be with God without distractions, without interruptions, without your phone, without plans, without anything. And if you've got some pressing matters, write it down. If there's something that's pressing on your mind, today I mustn't forget to do this. Write it down, put it on the desk, and then you can forget about it because you know it's safe and you're going to read it. Everyone say, write it down. This is good for you. Are you receiving it?
Yes.
Praise God. Okay, so now what you've got to do is empty your mind of all your thoughts, of everything and everyone. And as you know, at first, you'll find that you're there and God, I love you, and God, I'm seeking you. Your mind will start to wander. Yes. Any of you ever see Cool Hand Luke? Some of you guys must have seen Cool Hand Luke, Paul Newman. He said to Paul Newman, he was in prison, he said, when a man's mind tends to wander, he gets rabid in his blood. Meaning you're going to try to run away from jail. When your mind tends to wander and the devil comes and he tries to get your mind to stop focusing on what you're doing. That's the way he trips people up. He gets us so busy that we can't focus on God. I can tell you 1,000 things I did this week. How many can I tell you I did with God? Now, I'm not trying to make you feel down or anything. I'm trying to encourage us because it's for whosoever. We can all do this. We can see God face to face. We can be on our knees at his feet, just like Mary was. And Martha was encumbered with all the running around and getting ready and doing ministry. I've got to do ministry. I've got to feed the poor. I've got to go to the homeless. I've got to go to God first. And then you'll be more effective with the poor, the hungry, the homeless, the lost. Can I do it? Yes, I can. Amen. All right. And that's why God tells us. He says, be still and know that I'm God. That's a scripture God gave to us in Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I'm God. Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program,